You're fine. It's really good to be with you all this morning. And parents, you're welcome that I took all your kids off your hands so you don't have to stay. Stop it. Quit talking. Stop writing things down. I got you. I just got to keep an eye on Corey. Other than that, I think we're rolling. Over all the earth you reign on high, every mountain stream, every sunset sky, but my one request, Lord, my only aim, is that you reign in me again. Lord, reign in me, reign in your power over all my dreams. In my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again, over every thought, over every word. May my life reflect the beauty of my Lord, 'cause you mean more to me than any earthly thing. So won't you reign in me again, Lord, reign in me. Reign in your power over all my dreams. In my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again, Lord, reign in me. Reign in your power over all my dreams. In my darkest hour, you are the Lord of all I am. So won't you reign in me again. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemy. You know the Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. Jesus Christ, he died for me, and he took away my sin. I will live with him for eternity. You know the Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. You know the Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord. And Father, we call upon you this morning, just thanking you for this wonderful day that you've given us. Father, to be your children, what else is there? I mean, that's life. That's, wow, Lord, that you, the creator of everything, would choose to make us and work with us and love us and be patient with us and dream with us and care for us and even help those dreams take place for all of us who would just turn ourselves over to you. And Father, that's our prayer today, is that we would turn ourselves over to you. We need you today in this time, Father. Thank you for Zach and his heart to lead us in worship. Thank you for all of those who've taken part in singing and praying together in this community here this morning. And thank you for those who have led us in those times, Lord. You're the good God and you're the only God. And pray now that you would move me out of the way and speak some encouragement to your children. We love you and we praise you. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen. Well, good morning. Hey, guys. Thanks for coming up front this morning. I have some good news and some bad news. So which do you want first? Well, by the way, you guys all have to listen to, because actually, this is just the tricky way I'm trying to get you subliminally to listen to this message. So good news or bad news? Which first?
Bad
news first. Okay, the bad news. They found the center of the universe, and it's not you. I mean, I'm just saying. I know, parents, you thank me for that. You're not the center of the universe. You're welcome. The good news, that place is reserved for God alone. And He is crazy in love with you. God alone is the center of everything, and He is crazy in love with you. And in the words of Gru on Despicable Me, boom, mind bomb. I mean, really, you have to grab hold of that truth, all right? What did the dad buffalo say to his little son buffalo as he was leaving for school for the first time? Bye, son. Bye, son. Some of you still need to buffalo, bison. I shouldn't have to explain this stuff. Wow. Thanks, Luke. All right, it's that time of year again. Do I have to start there? It's that time of year again. That's when you nod off and go to sleep. The last few weeks, we've all been preparing. By the way, Corey, I spit, dude, so you start heckling me, and I'm just going to talk to you the whole time. You'll need a towel when we're finished. These last few weeks, we've been really wrestling. Everybody's been, you know, we've been clothes shopping, getting school supplies, crayons and coloring books and other things that we would all need. Some of you, I'm sure, tried to convince your parents you need an iPod or an iPad for school. It's not true, parents. Don't fall for that one. But the advertisers, man, they've been telling you all this stuff that you need, and they've been telling us all these things that we need that will make school go better for you. And I'm sure that the right backpack and the right notebook and the right clothes and everything else might make school a little better for you, or might make you a little more comfortable, or at least you feel like you got it going on. But we all know inside that those things don't really make life better, right? I mean, yeah, you might get to be a little bit more of an in-crowd person or something like that, but we know life is more than that stuff, right? You understand that? Anybody here know the song Identity by Lecrae? You can say it with me here. I'm not the shoes I wear. Come on. I'm not the clothes I buy. I'm not the house I live in. I'm not the car I drive. I'm not the job I work. You can't define my worth by nothing on God's green earth. My identity is found in. My identity is found in. Somebody say it. You know the song. Loud. Christ. I'm not the shoes I wear. I'm not the clothes I buy. I'm not the house I live in. I'm not the car I drive. You can't define my, or I'm not the job I work. You can't define my worth by nothing on God's green earth. My identity is found in Christ. And I know sometimes we get that feeling, man, we're in school and we think, man, I'm a football player, so I'm a little better than the baseball players. And I've got a certain type of jeans on, so my crew's a little better than someone with the other kind of jeans on. And I wear a cool pair of shoes or something else. And God's saying, you are more than what you wear. You are more than the games you play. You're more than the sports you're involved in. You're better and more than the cars that your parents drive around. There's something in you and something to you that really, really, really matters. And this year, when you head off to school in the next few days, we want you here at Sunshine, this family and your parents want you to go to school with the understanding, man, that you really count and matter. Because some of you fit in really well. Let's be honest. Some of you are those kids. You have the posse, and you look down on other people. But some of you are the ones that are being looked down on. And either way, you're living a painful existence. And God's saying, wake up, because I have a dream for you and all those people that you're interacting with. And if you fail to see it, your life won't be as blessed as it could be. So here's what we want to do. We want to turn this year over to God, okay? Right off the bat, we want to turn this year over to God. Proverbs 16:3 says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and all your plans will succeed. I know this isn't the first time you've heard this verse in your life. I know this isn't the first time you've ever heard this, but he's saying, commit to me everything that you do, and I'll take care of your life. The message says, put God in charge of your work, and then what you've planned will take place. And the point would be that if God wouldn't want to be a part of it, then I shouldn't either. But it's also, if I give this to him, he'll work it out, right? He'll take good care of it. So four things I want you to run away with today. Four thoughts I want all of you students and all of us adults to walk away with today. Number one, remember whose you are. I remember my dad and other men in my life would always remind me, remember whose you are. And there was a man in the community that I didn't know, but he knew me. And what he would always say when I would go through town, or my dad would send me into the store, or I would see him and I'd be playing ball, he would say, "There's one of those Rileys. There's a Riley, dude. Man, your dad is a good man." And I'm telling you, it's important to remember who you are. And you are a child of God. You are his workmanship. He's doing something in you. How many of you all are Christians today? How many of you have been immersed, and how many of you are seeking to know God every day? Yeah, come on, let's put those hands up. And those of you who aren't, we're on our way, right? We're making those decisions. We're giving ourselves to the Lord. We know how this story goes. Well, what I need you to know is that you are his. You're God's, and he loves you. And he has great dreams and plans for you. And as you get into this school year, and as things start to unfold, sometimes it's going to be stressful, sometimes it's going to be peaceful, but always you're going to be carrying around this load. You're going to be trying to please friends. You're going to be trying to keep your teachers happy by doing your homework. Your parents are going to be saying, "Get that stuff done. Don't forget your chores. You got to go to bed," and on and on and on. And remember, in those times when it gets tough, remember whose you are. In the times when it's good, remember whose you are, who you belong to. In 1 Corinthians 6, Paul's writing here, and he says, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." And so it's real important here as we go back to school, as we're ready to get into this, that we honor God with who we are. Right, guys? So everybody say, "We honor God." Everybody? "We honor God." Honor God with your bodies. Honor him with who you are. Again, "We honor God." All right, hang with me. All right, the next thing I want you to know is, first of all, remember whose you are. And find comfort in this thought, man, that sometimes it's always been difficult for me to grab a hold of, that I belong to God. Remember whose you are. It's identity. And identity is everything, man. It's something you got to hang on to. It's something you really need to fall back on, because the world's great, but it's not always nice. And so when things get tough and maybe you're gonna get made fun of, or maybe you're gonna wrestle with your homework, and someone's gonna say, "Man, what are you wearing your mom's shoes today for?" or something like that. I would never say that, but I mean you gotta remember who you are. You have to remember whose you are. The second one, remember who you are. Whose you are, you're God's. You're his child. Remember who, the second one, remember who you are. Who's number one? Who you belong to. Number two, remember who you are. And I jumped ahead. Here's the scripture I want to share with you here. Ephesians chapter 2, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." What am I? I'm a workmanship of God. I'm a work of art by God. He intentionally made me the way that I am, and he's not finished with me yet. I'm his handiwork. I mean, he's carving something out in me in every relationship that I have. And everything that I do, he's trying to get across to me. He's trying to help the world to see that he is at work and he's busy doing something. You're God's handiwork. I mean, every one of you, every one of us, we're God's handiwork. He's doing something. He's up to something. He's working, and lives are being different, and they're being changed because of you. It starts really young when people start struggling in life. And those of you who know who you are need to live it well and live it loud, okay? But also, you're not just God's handiwork in the community, but you're also God's handiwork in your own home. You're a precious member. Listen to this, guys. You're a precious member of the family God put you in. Your parents are crazy about you, and they want to see you succeed. They want you to be strong in your character. They want you to be strong in your heart. They don't want you to be crushed easily or broken, so they want you to remember whose you are, your God's. They want you to remember who you are. You're created well, and God's doing a cool work in you, a great work in you. He has dreams and plans for you. That's who you are. You're a child of God. Next, you are uniquely and wonderfully made, and you're so gifted and talented. I'm convinced somewhere in this room, man, there's somebody that's going to solve this world hunger problem. Someone in this room is going to get involved in something that's going to help the world eat and have food and have clean water. I mean, how can you not dream those dreams, man? God has made you powerful and awesome. And there's someone in here that has to be dreaming those dreams, not just for the world, though, for our community right here, how we could better serve the people right here. And you guys are gifted at doing that kind of stuff. You care about your friends. They matter to you. Being godly and being right and doing right matters to you. And so you are wonderfully gifted and talented. Listen again, and this is really, really difficult, okay, for some of you, because it's difficult for me. People start reading, and I start falling asleep. I start reading, I start falling asleep. Somebody might need to get up here and slap me right in the middle of all this, okay? We have a little bit of reading to do here. Ellie, don't slap me, okay? I was just kidding. You have searched me, O Lord, and you know me. Listen to this. This is what David's saying, but he's talking like this could come right from your heart because he's trying to tell us something here. And so you need to hang on to this. You have searched me, O Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You know, you perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. And when I was your age, man, and a little older, all of you guys, I remember going through school thinking God is watching me. And all I could think about is how insecure that made me, how he was probably very disappointed in me, and how he probably wasn't going to be blessing me because I keep messing up and I keep struggling. And you know, those thoughts and you know those frustrations, you know the struggles. You know, we don't always treat people like we should treat them. This message is not about that. David is saying, you can't keep your eyes off me because you love me. You want to look out for me. You want to bless me. You want to lead me. You want to use me. And so he says, you have searched me, O God, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You're familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before. You lay your hand upon me. He's talking about protection and blessing there. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn or settle on the far side of the sea, even there, no matter where I go, your hand, you show up. You beat me there. You're looking out for me. Surely, if I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. Now listen to this, okay? Hang on to this. For you created me, for you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, after you get past the grossing out of all that, I want to explain something to you here, okay? He's saying that God, like your great grandma, he gets out these knitting needles, and he goes to work, and he's making Jared McCray, and he had to knit a long time to make that boy, and he's knitting, and he's thinking, man, this pattern looks really good. I really like what's happening here.
Man, I see his heart of love, how he's working with these, and he just keeps dreaming. I see him with Corey, and I see him with the kids at that church, and I see him at camp, and I see him playing football. I see the example. Whoa, wow. That's awesome. And I see Kara Jo, and I see Courtney, and I see Abby. Sorry, I know you, girl. And I see Kendall, and I see Abby, and I see I see all these girls, and I just keep knitting. And I see John Carell, and I'm doing this work. I see Greg, man, and I'm doing this work, and it's beautiful. What he's saying is you were personally involved in me being made. Nothing about me is an accident. Nothing about me is messed up or jacked up or wrong. Maybe I've had some struggles, but he's walking me through it. But me, who I am, this is a beautiful work of art. He has great intentions to do something with it and through it. And you got to buy that, man. You are incredibly, wonderfully created. And there was more to that thought there. Yes, and talented. Got to throw that in there. Your talents are amazing, okay? I watch you guys, and it's not just sports, man. I know you're good at sports, but you're good at stuff, man. Some of you guys are great at math and science. Some of you guys are great at language. Some of you guys are great at friendships and relationships. Some of you guys know, man, you can sense when somebody's struggling with something, and you just walk up and show up, and when you show up, God shows up, and he's a friend to the hurting. Man, you're talented. You're so gifted, and he intended you to be that way. Then you have to buy in and understand that is true, okay? And what happens is you go through life, man. Sometimes I know already some of you wonder, and at the youngest ages here, let alone the older ages, do I really matter? Do I really count, man? I feel left out, or I feel useless. I don't feel very important. I get confused sometimes. I keep forgetting that paper, or I miss that assignment. I don't know if my friends are really crazy. Listen. God made you uniquely. So wonderful. And he gifted you with talents that you can't believe, man. They're so good. And what I have to tell you is, school is just a time. Man, you start in kindergarten or preschool, and you go through grade 12, and it's just a small time in your life. I know it seems like forever, but he has gifted you to blow this world up. And what he's doing in school is training you to cut you loose on this place. And while he's training you, yeah, he wants you to break loose with those guys too. But this time only lasts a while. So hang on, because he has even bigger plans for you for the rest of your life as long as he leaves us here. So believe and hang on. You are uniquely talented. I don't know that just because of the word. I do know it because of the word, because I read it and it's true. But I know you guys. I mean, you guys are incredible. And I see you hanging out with one another. I see you at camp and here around church and other places. And, man, I believe in you. I see it and I know it. And it's incredible to watch who you are. Dream big. You are uniquely talented. And the last one I want to share here today. The last one I want to share with you today. We're all in this together. Anybody have a High School Musical fan besides me? We're all in this together, just like High School Musical, baby, all right? We're all in this together. I know when you go to school, sometimes you feel like your friends are the only ones that are behind you, and maybe your parents, whenever they're through being irritated with what you just messed up or the mess you just made or whatever the case would be, I assure you it's not true. Your parents love you well. But we are all in this together. Everybody turn around and look across the congregation here, everybody that's left after Children's Church and you all. All these folks here are praying for you, and they're dreaming for you, and they have your back. You matter to them. They think, bless you, they think about you, and they're dreaming for you, and they're expecting that God is going to carry you through these times and that it's going to come out to be a wonderful thing. But I assure you, if you struggle or if you're wrestling, if you're confused or if you're heartbroken, there, besides your parents, there are folks here that you can find and you can talk to, you can hang out with. They'll be praying for you. But as you look around the room and as you get up and leave and all these people you're trying to run through to get out of here, those guys are praying for you, man. They have your back. They're thinking about you when you're at school. They're wondering how school's going. They're thinking about you whenever you're at a ball game, wondering how the game turned out. Whatever the case would be, so believe that somebody has your back, because they do. They're lifting you up to God and they're praying for you. And at this time, I want all of our elders to come forward for just a moment. All of our elders here at Sunshine, if you would come forward, we're going to say a prayer. Zach, where are you? Zach, could you bring your microphone up here? We're going to say a prayer for all of you guys as we start back to school, and then I'm going to finish this up. Come on in here. Big smile. You know how to do this. I don't need to micromanage that.
Let's all pray together. Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for being present among us this morning. Father, we thank you for your spirit, for your angels. Father, you are an awesome, loving God, and we just praise you and thank you for being who you are. And Father, at this time, we come here with a special prayer. Father, we pray that you would be with each and every one of these young people. Father, whether they're going to be starting kindergarten or maybe middle school or high school, or maybe they're going on to college, Father, or maybe joining a workforce somewhere, Father, I pray that you would give them a special blessing. Father, I pray that you would be involved in their lives. Father, I pray that they would realize that they are special to you. That, as Jamie said, Father, they are fearfully and wonderfully made. Each one of them are individuals and unique. And, Father, we know they are special. They have many talents and dreams and ambitions. Father, I pray that they would realize that they're not alone in this walk in this world, that this family here at Sunshine loves them. We pray for them daily, Father, and I pray that you would remind them of that, remind them that we're here for them. Father, I pray that you would keep the evil one away from them. Father, I pray that they would remain pure, and they would be innocent as doves and wise as a serpent, Father, as they go through this life. I pray that they would realize Satan's real, and he's throwing a lot of garbage at them and pulling them in many different ways. I pray, Father, that they would remain strong. They would lean on each other and their friendships. They would trust in their parents. Father, I pray that you would be with all the parents and bless them. Give them a peace and comfort knowing that you are involved in their lives. We thank you for the families that are represented here. Father, and I pray that you would just use them in a mighty way, Father. And I pray for all the school systems, Father, that we're involved with here. I pray that you would be with the faculty and staff, the administrators, Father, for the school boards and superintendents. Father, I pray for all the teachers. Pray for the custodians, the school bus drivers, the cooks, Father, everybody that's involved in these children's lives. I pray that you would be with them and bless them. And Father, I'm reminded of a saying that someone once said, that it takes a village to raise a child. Father, I don't know about that, but I know it takes you. Yeah. Father, I pray that people can let us down, Father. We know that you won't. You give us your word, and you're truthful, Father, and you pray that. We pray that you would just bless these people, bless these young people, and watch over them and guide them, and just remind them of who you are. In Christ's name, amen.
Father, I want to continue this prayer. Pray for each one of these young people as individuals, Father, that, as Jamie has just told us, that they will never forget who they are, Father. And they will never forget whose they are. Father, I pray they can feel the liberty and the freedom of being your child. And Father, that they can stay away from this world. Father, I pray that they will never feel the need to experiment in sin, whether it would be with drugs or alcohol or sexually, Father, that they would keep themselves pure, that they would always remember that they have been bought with a great price, that they do not belong to themselves, but they belong to you, Father, that they've been bought by the blood of your Son. I pray you'd help each parent and grandparent, Father, to remind these young people at all times, Father, that they are yours. that we are not staying here. This is not our home, but our place will be with you. I pray, Father, for safety for each one as we go into this school year, Father. I pray that the people who are around them as administrators will conduct themselves in a proper manner, Father. I pray that no harm will be done to any one of these children. We thank you for these children, Father. I thank you for the blessing of my grandchildren, and I know that each one of us here are thankful, Father. We just pray for health. We pray for strength and for good, clear minds, and that each one will find the purpose that you have for them in this life. We love you, Father, and it's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.
Father, as we continue this prayer, it thrills me to see this group of people, this young people here at Sunshine. We thank you for blessing Sunshine in this manner, and we pray that we'll be up to the task to be good examples to encourage these young folks. We pray that they'll have successful lives, that they'll find that just that special teacher that inspires them to achieve excellence in their life. We pray that they will continue their as they started out in the Christian fellowship, that they'll continue that the rest of their life and grow in it and be great examples. We just thank you for all that you do.
Away from them and the students to try to influence them, especially give them the strength to endure, but as well continue to be some parents to help direct them and help them as they grow. We're thankful that you are God and thankful Christ that chose we can do this. So bless us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, man. So how do I know that this is true? One, because God tells me and tells us that it's true. We have to remember whose we are, who we are. We are uniquely gifted and talented, okay? And we do have your back. But listen to this real quickly, real briefly. I had a friend. He was the best man in my wedding. His name is Denny. And he was dating a girl through high school. And it's kind of a messy, just kind of frustrating relationship. And excuse me. He, like myself, wanted better things. We'd have those discussions about what our lives could be like and what they would be like and what God could do with it. And you're always wondering about girls and you're wondering about guys and what should happen and what could happen. And then we hear people say, you got to turn that over to God and let him have it. And like, what does that mean anyway? I don't know what it means for every one of us except for that we need to really learn to trust him. So after Denny graduates, and I go off to college, and he goes to a program called Adventures and Missions, and he and this girl have to break up, and he's not allowed to date during this time he's there, and she's dating and enjoying herself, and this is just crushing him, you know? I mean, it's heartbreaking, and he wrestles with it and struggles with it, and we talk every now and then about the hassles of it, and he gets through the program, and he goes on to Australia as a missionary. And he's just doing his work. He's 8 months in the training program and then 2 years on the mission field. And toward the end of his last year, they had a visit from Harding's choir. Harding University's choir did a mission trip. Well, there's this lady growing up in South Plains, Missouri. And she just trying to do what's right in the Lord, wanted to better thing for her life. She's seeking him and serving him and loving him as best she can. And she happens to be on a scholarship with Harding Choir. And she goes with them on a mission trip. And Denny's last couple of weeks in Australia doing what he's called to do, even though sometimes lonely and heartbroken and just not feeling like it was fitting together, Lee goes to Harding and feeling the same way, singing in the choir, goes on a mission trip, and they happen to show up at the same church Denny's team was working with. And today they have 3 kids, and he's a preacher in Missouri somewhere, Monette, something like that. But the story unfolds, she shows up there, and they meet one another, and they just immediately have a connection, and they continue to call and date long distance, and eventually they're married and have children. And an incredible story of God in the face of what do I do except serve him. It's important to know who you are. You're his. It's important to know who he is. It's God himself, and he has a plan for your life. And if you don't get ahead of it and you just wait on him, wait on him through the hard times, through the struggles, through the frustration. Don't blame other people. Don't get frustrated along the way. Just hang in there and work and serve and love because he has great plans for you. The last piece of advice I want to give you is your life, your age. I know people try to tell you that youth is where life is. I assure you, settle in because it gets better and better every day in the Lord. It's not without trouble, but it gets better and more exciting every day. Now, let's pray together, and I want to tell you after the prayer, if you desire to respond in any way to this invitation, you can come forward. There'll be an elder on either side up here if you want to give yourself to God through baptism, or if you want him to pray for you for strength or encouragement or whatever, they will be glad to do that. Let's pray together. Father, thanks so much for this time, and thanks for these wonderful children and kids and college students, Lord. We know you are uniquely working in their lives, and you're preparing them for great works, God. And they're already doing them, a lot of them, and that's incredible. And Father, I pray that you would encourage them in the days ahead, that you would stay near them and guide them and bless them. But Lord, teach them to dream big. Teach them to dream really big dreams with you. Teach them to know, God, that you are the great God, and you have done great things in the past, and you're doing great things right now, and you're going to be doing great things. And we want to end with you, Father. We're in, and we love you. It's in your son's name we pray. Amen. If you desire to respond in any